We are people of conviction. We believe this. And why do we partake of that Lord's Supper? I think this one is astoundingly powerful. When he had gathered there in the upper room, we studied a couple of weeks ago in the series on worship, you saw him instituting the Lord's Supper. He is there with them. Listen to what he said in Mark 14:25. He said, "Truly I say to you, I will never again drink this fruit of the vine until that day I drink it new in the kingdom of God." In Luke 22:14-16, when his hour had come, the Bible says he reclined the table and the apostles were with him, and he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." Earnestly desired to eat it with you. And he said, "I tell you, I will never again eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom." If you find, you look at his conversation with Peter in Matthew 16 with the other apostles, he talked about, "I'm going to build my church." In verse 18, he spoke about the kingdom, and he used those terms in a synonymous way. In Mark 9 and verse 1, in that conversation with people who were standing there, he said, "Truly, some of you standing here will not taste of death until you have seen the kingdom after it has come in power." And Acts 1 and 8, he spoke about that power. Wait for that power of the Holy Spirit. And in Acts 2, 1 through 4, the Holy Spirit came with that power. Peter stood up and he preached the gospel using the keys to open the doors to the kingdom. And those who repented were baptized. He says they received his word, they were baptized, were added them. And the Lord added the church daily, those that should be saved. We partake of the supper because he's invited us to come in this assembly, the supper in this assembly, to gather around his table with his family, and he partakes of it with us.